The United Nations has yet to take a position on events in Iraq. For the third day in a row, the 15-member Security Council debated the crisis without reaching a decision. On the table is a British proposal to condemn Iraq's incursion without mentioning the U.S. airstrikes. But three of the five permanent members of the Security Council, France, China, and Russia, have reservations about Britain's draft resolution. As NPR's Ann Cooper reports from New York, the UN's disarray is in stark contrast to the strong international alliance that backed America in the 1991 Gulf War.
Diplomats who once stood steadfast with America and against Iraq now offer several reasons for abandoning the U.S. position. First, they say there is the issue of sovereignty. Iraq's march into Kurdish areas last week may be reprehensible, but unlike Baghdad's 1990 invasion of Kuwait, this one did not cross an international boundary. Then there's the legal question. The Clinton administration cites a 1991 UN resolution to justify its missile launch. But while the UN warned Iraq against repressing its Kurdish minority, it never authorized any use of force to fight such repression. That's made it easy for diplomats like Russian ambassador to the UN Sergei Lavrov to wax indignant about the U.S. strikes against Iraq.
We don't think it is an acceptable response. It does not flow from the resolutions of the Security Council if, of course, one cares to read those resolutions.
Ambassador Lavrov has led the fight in the Security Council to make any UN criticism apply to both Iraq and the United States.
We think that the only thing the Security Council can do under these circumstances is to express its serious concern at what has happened, to call upon all parties to refrain from the use of force.
All parties, of course, would include the United States, which until this week could count on strong international support in its battles with Saddam Hussein. Those days of unity may be over, though, as former allies wonder whether U.S. actions have more to do with American presidential politics than international diplomacy. I'm Ann Cooper in New York.